Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon and I'm AWOD here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. You can hear every game on The Fan, and the Commanders are hosting the New York Football Giants in week one of the 2025 NFL regular season. Jaden Daniels versus Russell Wilson, the rematch. And you know Jaden wants revenge from that 28-27 loss to Wilson's Steelers last season. The complete 2025 NFL schedule will be released tonight. Bengals star pass rusher Trey Hendrickson makes it clear he will not play for Cincinnati this season under the current contract. Will Adam Peters pick up the phone and make a trade for the disgruntled pass rusher? I certainly would love that. NBA playoffs continue. Knicks can close out the Jason Tatumless Celtics. Bill Roth will join us for the Cowan Gates Hokies update. And then Mark Schofield will join us to go around the National Football League. But you know how we like to start the show every day, by catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up that sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The sports app.
Tatum, who was injured in the final minutes of Game 4, did have surgery on his ruptured right Achilles. It was successful surgery, and now the timetable begins for when he can get back onto the court. It's going to be a long time, and you got to wonder what the Celtics will do this offseason, especially if the Knicks can close them out tonight from the TD Garden. Golden State hanging on by a thread. They'll be in Minnesota taking on the Timberwolves tonight, who can close out that series holding a 3-1 series lead. Pivotal Game 5 between the Thunder and the Nuggets, down to the wire. It was SGA and the one seed Oklahoma Thunder with the win. Let's take a listen to the final call.
And Kilgeous Alexander will dribble out the clock. This pivotal Game 5 belongs to Oklahoma City. They come up big down the stretch once again. And they take a 3-2 lead in this Western Conference semifinals.
Fantastic finish as SGA splashes a big-time three at the top of the key to secure the Game 5 win for the Thunder, who entered the fourth quarter in this contest down by 8, but outscored the Nuggets 34-19 to win by 7, 112-105. So it is 3-2 Thunder in what has been the best series of the second round of the NBA playoffs. We also saw the one seed Cleveland Cavaliers get eliminated on their home court. The top seeded Cavs eliminated by Tyrese Halliburton, dropping 31, and the Indiana Pacers 114-105. Siakam with 21, Nembhard with 18, Halliburton with 31 to lead the scoring for the Pacers. Let's take a listen to the final call.
The Indiana Pacers, this resurgent, ascending franchise, has punched their ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals for a second straight year.
Pacers into the Conference Finals. Who will they play against? Well, we await the winner of Knicks-Celtics Game 5. Stephen A. Smith thinks the Knicks need to close it out tonight.
They better. And I'm going to tell you why they better. Because the Pacers are waiting. Is a team that I do not underestimate. Is a team that I do not minimize. Halliburton, Turner, Nembhard, Nesmith. Mm-hmm. These brothers can play. They are not scrub. Mathurin, let me not forget him when he keeps his temper, when he composes himself. The brothers can play, and they're exceptionally well coached by a future Hall of Fame coach and a champion in Rick Carlisle. We know what they bring to the table. I'm saying the Boston Celtics can beat them. They still got a $300 million player like Jaylen Brown. Last time I checked, Jrue Holiday and Derrick White, even though Brunson was giving it to them the other night, the bottom line is these guys are no joke, okay? Al Horford, you can never dismiss him. Pritchett and what his contributions were off the bench, etc. Boston has a team that can beat the Knicks for game five. We all know this, but the New York Knicks need to prioritize taking them out because the Indiana Pacers are waiting, and you don't want to find yourself in a position where you're grinding and scratching your way into the conference finals while they're resting, sitting pretty, waiting for you.
You know
to
what? I
your
actually
business.
Agree with New Stephen York A. Smith here. They got to get rid of the Celtics. Maybe not tonight, but I understand what he's saying because the Pacers are waiting in last year's Eastern Conference semifinals. The Knicks were the 2 seed and took a 2-0 series lead on the Pacers. Then they dropped games 3 and 4, won game 5 to hold a 3-2 series lead, dropped game 6, and lost the decisive game 7. That's how Indiana made it to the conference finals last season before being beaten by the Boston Celtics. So we're looking forward to Pacers-Knicks once again if the Knicks can close out the Celtics tonight. We also are looking forward to the upcoming NBA draft. We know the Washington Wizards will have the 6th overall pick, and although I am upset they do not have a top 3 pick, Trey Johnson, the guard out of Texas, is being rumored to Washington. He's got a really strong game, and he exploded onto the scene in his NCAA tournament game against Xavier. Let's move over to the NHL on the Sports app. Hockey fans can look forward to 2 games tonight. Game 5, Panthers, Maple Leafs, and then the Oilers against the Golden Knights, with Edmonton trying to close out the series. But it was the Dallas Stars winning Game 4 in the series against the Winnipeg Jets, thanks to this hat trick. Let's take a listen to the goals.
Robertson will chase it down deep in his own end. Jets are going to quick change. Morgan Barron will be replaced. Iafallo comes off as well. Granlund across the line. A wide out shot. He scores! Michael Granlund, power play goal! 1-0 Stars!
That's one.
Domestikov. Lundell from Dallas and two up for hit. Granlund lets it go. Niederreiter couldn't do anything with it. Here's Granlund, 2-on-1. Granlund shoots it! Scores! Picked off a
That's
skin.
Two.
Marshman is staple to the glass.
Now, I love the Stanley Cup postseason, but that on-ice mic stub is too loud. I feel like I'm they're skating in my house. That's unbelievable.
I know, it got so loud.
Let's move over to the NFL on the Sports app. So Trey Hendrickson showed up at the Bengals facility, not in uniform. Looked to me like he was in jeans and a t-shirt. Let's take a listen as Trey Hendrickson talked to reporters.
Well, I can raise a hypothetical with a hypothetical. I wouldn't be standing here with you if I got the deal in January, you know. So to say I'm going to sit out or to say I'm not going to, what I can say is I'm very disappointed with the communication that's been had. I'm hoping it doesn't come to that.
He's hoping it doesn't come to him sitting out, but he did go on to say he will not play for the Bengals under this current contract. Ian Rappaport with the latest on the Bengals' star pass rusher being disgruntled.
Right, and what you mentioned is true. From my understanding, Trey Henderson is not trying to top Myles Garrett at $40 million per year. I don't even know if he's trying to beat Max Crosby at 35-plus. It does seem like he wants to be at least in that conversation with Danielle Hunter and Max Crosby. Might it come down a little under those guys? Maybe. And look, these third contracts with star players are always tricky, which is why you see some really good teams say, you know what, we are not going to entertain a third contract for a great player. We're either going to trade him, we're going to let him hit free agency, we're going to move on, because sometimes these are when the value isn't great. The real problem comes when you are a guy like Trey Hendrickson and you are great and you are still as great as you've always been, or maybe even somehow better. It seems like he is just now entering his prime despite being 30 or so or whatever he is, which is why the Bengals are in this situation. They have kicked around a potential one-year deal. They have focused on a shorter deal. But I think it's pretty clear, guys, that Trey Hendrickson is not going to deal with a shorter deal. Wants some security past this season. My understanding, at least, the Bengals are willing to give him some security past this season. There just hasn't been any urgency to do it because there's no deadline and there's no mandatory anything, at least for another month. This is why he's coming out and doing this right now. He wants to be clear. He wants to get paid now.
Look, I think this story is going to continue throughout the NFL offseason. It doesn't feel like they're going to work out a deal because there's no communication there. Will the Bengals eventually trade him? You never know, but I do think that Washington is keeping an eye out and keeping an ear out as well on Trey Hendrickson, Von Miller, Za'Darius Smith, or the pass rusher I talked to you guys about yesterday, and Jadeveon Clowney, who was recently released by the Carolina Panthers. Over to Major League Baseball on the Sports app. Huge news in the majors yesterday. It was announced by Commissioner Rob Manfred that Major League Baseball made a sweeping change regarding players who had been placed on the league's permanently ineligible list. The likes of Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson were officially reinstated, making them eligible for voting into baseball's Hall of Fame. In his announcement, Manfred stated that death ends the punishment of banishment for these players, as those players no longer represent a threat to the integrity of the game. The reinstatement doesn't, however, guarantee a spot in the Hall of Fame for Rose and Jackson, which would still have to be voted by the 16-member Classic Baseball Era Committee. The whole thing just feels weird to me, and I feel bad for Pete Rose. You do this after his death? I mean, you absolutely could have done this while he was still living and given him something to smile one last time. I do not like this by Commissioner Rob Manfred. Kind of just seems bogus to me. But the Washington Nationals were in action against the Atlanta Braves, and it was C.J. Abrams up to the plate going yard. Let's take a listen to the call on the Fan.
Spencer Schwellenbach set to go. He steps into his windup, and the first pitch of tonight's ballgame is hit in the air to deep right field for Abrams. White going back, it's over his head, and it is gone! On the first pitch of the game, C.J. Abrams gives the Nationals a 1-0 lead. Career leadoff home run number 10 moves into second place on the all-time Nationals list. And just like that, the Nats are on the board. Abrams fifth of the year. Nationals 1, Atlanta nothing. Can't have a better start than that.
They've had good starts all season long. Abrams has been good in the first inning. Wood has been good in the first inning as well. But they just can't score after that. And the relief pitching is bad. And the Braves won 5-2. Another game in that series tonight, 7:15 first pitch, with Mitchell Parker on the mound for the 17-26 Washington Nationals. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now, at 105.1 FM, phone lines are open throughout the show. That's 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. We'll go around the National Football League with Mark Schofield at 2:30. The Fast Break with AWOD talking all things NBA at 2 p.m. Bill Roth will join us for the Cowan Gates Hokies update at 1:30. And right now I wanted to check in on the Commanders' leak schedule. Yesterday I gave my official prediction for weeks 1 through 18 and gave Washington a record of 11-6 with an opportunity to win their 12th game of the season at the Dallas Cowboys if they need that victory. Well, we have an update to the week 18 matchup as well as six other Commanders' weeks on the schedule. We wanted to bring them to you right now here on the Commanders' Corner. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Give us your thoughts on the schedule at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. What we've heard so far is that AWOD was correct. Dallas will open the season against the Philadelphia Eagles. Washington will be paired up with them and have another divisional matchup with the Giants week one, but I was incorrect. Instead of being on the road, it will be a home game. The Commanders will kick off the 2025 NFL season with a home opener hosting the New York Football Giants week one. The junkies are saying it's a must-win game. I told Michael, if you want to win the damn division, I agree. You got to beat the Giants twice. I just don't see how you can overtake the Eagles as division champions, you know, with a splitting against the Giants, or like we did last year, splitting against the Cowboys. Hopefully we split against the Eagles again, but we got to beat up on the Giants and the Cowboys for Washington to be 2025 NFL NFC East divisional champions. We've heard now that week two will be the first road test of the 2025 regular season for the Washington Commanders at Lambeau Field to take on the Green Bay Packers for Thursday Night Football. Stubb, does AWOD go to Green Bay? Host a live show Thursday before the game, Friday post-game, hopefully a victory Friday from Lambeau Field. Get invited to some guy's living room to try meatballs. That's always the coolest thing about the Lambeau Field games. You just walk into somebody's house, and that's where they're tailgating. It's so cool.
I mean, that would be sick.
Week 11, so we don't know anything between weeks 2 and weeks 11,
no,
right?
No, we got another update.
Okay.
I got a week 6 for you. Monday Night Football.
Hold on. Week 6, Monday Night Football. Now, hold on. In my prediction, that was Lions at Commanders, but week 6 I did think is a little early for Monday Night Football. If it's the Lions, I'm going to say week 6, Monday Night Football, Arrowhead Stadium. Am I right?
You are incorrect. It is a home game.
Okay.
I'll give you that. Do you want to take one more guess?
No.
It's the Bears.
What?
Week
we got
six,
the Bears Monday
Bears at
night?
Home, Monday Night Football.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I was wondering where they would schedule that because that was my prediction for Christmas. So, all right, week 6.
So we're already at here. 4 primetime games.
Yes, and it has been leaked by Benjamin Albright of the NFL that the Commanders will be featured in 8 prime nationally televised game, not really prime time, as Michael said, because 9:30 a.m. Okay. is not prime time, but it's nationally televised.
So Thursday night Packers, Monday night Bears, Island Miami game in Madrid, and then we
week
got
16 Philly at Washington. That is absolutely confirmed by the Commanders. December 20th home game. We talked about this. If you play that Saturday, we feel like you're going to play 5 days later on Christmas. We know. According to multiple reports, the Cowboys will be coming to Washington for a Christmas Day game. It will not be the night game. It will be on Netflix. I've heard reports 1 p.m. or 4:30. I'm leaning towards that being the 4:30 game because I do think it will probably be the second best game on the Netflix Christmas slate. And then week 18, close out the season with a divisional game, but no, against the Philadelphia Eagles, not the Cowboys. So Washington will play Philadelphia Saturday, December 20th. And then we'll play Philadelphia the first weekend in January to close out the 2025 regular season. We have seen 7 of the 17-week schedule for the Commanders be released. 18 weeks when you conclude the bye week, which I do believe will be week 12. That has not been confirmed, but most teams have decided after their international trip to take that week off to prepare for a stretch run. Week 11 in Madrid would make sense for Dan Quinn to say, hey, let's take a full week off after that trip, whether it's successful or not, to take on the Dolphins in Madrid. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. You know, Michael was asking me about the best road game to go to, and I think Atlanta's still one of my top choices because I think there's a very good chance you get a win. You can drive there. It's a new stadium. We've heard that, you know, they do affordable costs at that stadium in Atlanta, like, you know, $4 hot dogs or something like that. So it feels like an affordable trip. You can drive to Atlanta. There's some nice places to stay in Atlanta. And I think that would be one of the top road games. Number two, probably Lambeau Field. Now, in terms of the home games, number one on my list, Stubb, and I've told you this before, is Christmas. I do not celebrate Christmas. I do love Christmas. I love Christmas movies, but I'm not committed to going to any family gatherings on Christmas. So send me to Northwest Stadium. Let me post up and tailgate for 6 hours. How about that? That sounds like a Christmas day for AWOD. And then maybe that Monday Night Football game the Bears.
I mean, I had a friend that was at the last Bears-Commanders game, and that certainly was a great game to be at.
Yeah. Now, week one, there's all the excitement about week one, and it's the Giants. I mean, that has to be a win. I mean, if there's Giants fans listening, how the hell do you expect to beat Washington in week one, right? It's going to take you a while to get going. Russell Wilson didn't even start the season last year for the Steelers. You going to come out with Jameis Winston and try to beat the Commanders? No, not happening. And then, of course, if you're going internationally, it would be awesome to go to Madrid. But like I've told you guys, I want to go to Spain and see soccer. I want us to go to London and see soccer. Don't want to see NFL football there. I just don't know that the crowds are going to be that intense. I mean, I know that they've grown to love the NFL internationally, and they've been at this, the NFL has, for 15 years now, so they have grown the fan bases. But there's just no way that a game in Madrid at Bernabeu is going to be anywhere as intense as Barcelona versus Madrid, or Atletico versus Madrid, or a Champions League semifinals in Madrid. I want to go to their country and see their sport, but maybe that's just me. I know a lot of people are excited to go to Madrid to see the Commanders-Dolphins game. I know a lot of people that called into my Saturday show and said, I went to London when the Commanders played the Bengals, and it was awesome. The Commanders, the Redskins at the time, set us up with all these tours. They had all these events. The NFL does right by their international trips, and if you put down the money, you're going to have a great time. It's just not for me. I think that's what I would say. Stubb, what do you think? Is this for you? Would you be interested in if we got AWOD on the road featuring Stubby Stubbs doing a live production from Madrid?
Oh, would I go to Madrid? Absolutely.
Yeah, but do you understand what I'm saying about going to see what their sport is?
Yeah, but I don't care about soccer.
Really?
No.
But even though you know how intense it would be in the stands for that?
Nothing will be more interesting to me than watching Jaden Daniels play football. That's just me.
Yeah.
And I totally get your point.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to travel to Spain, it makes sense to want to watch a soccer game.
Yeah.
You can watch an NFL game anywhere here, but I still think it's pretty neat.
Look, I would go. Michael's already publicly begged our boss to send him. I'm publicly saying I would go as well, but I'd rather you send me to Lambeau Field to see Washington at Green Bay. I want to stay in America. I don't know. You know, call me crazy. There's places in this country I haven't explored yet, so I'd rather do that than go to Madrid. Plus, I don't want to be in a plane for 16 hours. That feels like a nightmare. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Stubb, I really think a lot of this comes down to my anxiety about long plane rides.
No, that's what I'm...
And that's unfortunate. I got to go see a
You want to take a boat?
I got to see a therapist. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Spencer.
Spencer Schwellenbach set to go. He steps into his windup, and the first pitch of tonight's ballgame is hit in the air to deep right field for Abrams. White going back. It's over his head, and it is gone. On the first pitch of the game, C.J. Abrams gives the Nationals a 1-0 lead.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now, at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Nationals. That was the call as heard on WJFK 106.7 The Fan, a first-inning home run for C.J. Abrams. That was the one bright spot in a 5-2 defeat in the hands of the Atlanta Braves, who are now back to 500 after a slow start to the season, 21-21. Nats now 17 of 26. They have lost, I believe, seven straight games. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, host of Locked On Nationals, the podcast, Ryan Clary. What's up, Ryan?
I'm doing well, Adam. You know what? Actually, I'm not. I feel like I'm just drowning right now at the Nationals. Seven straight losses, man. It's been a bad time. Not gonna lie, so I'm not doing well.
Well, Ryan, I'm actually gonna give you a homework assignment. All right, so that you're actually gonna be doing even worse. I've been watching games this season. I need you to tell me the 17 and 26 Washington Nationals would have what record if they only played one inning every single game? Because how many times have I seen them go up 1-0 or 2-0 or 3-0 in the first inning this season? I mean, it feels like James Wood has gone yard. We've had C.J. Abrams. We've had some really good first innings this season. Am I wrong about that?
No, you're not wrong. In fact, like, the Nationals in the first, like, five innings even, I would even say they've been a good winning ball club. And then you get on later on in the game, the Nationals' bullpen comes in. They blow it, and that's kind of been the theme in 2025 here, Adam. So, no, that's not even that crazy to think that, like, if the Nationals only played one inning, or let's say they played five innings, I think they would have a winning record. But then you look at the bullpen and the way that it's constructed right now, and really the way that this offense goes quiet as we get deeper on into games, it's maddening. It's confusing. It does not make any sense. And this team should be a lot better. And I think the record indicates right now at 17 and 26, this is a losing ball club. And just last week, they were 17 and 19. We were talking about potentially being above 500 just 1 week ago. And now we sit here today, we're 17 and 26. You've lost seven straight games. And in my opinion, things should change.
Yeah.
Things should change moving forward, and it's just frustrating at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I just looked it up in April. I think we'd be right around 500. Just have had some really good first innings this season with Wood, with Abrams at the plate. And then, like you're saying, the relief pitching seems to let them down later this season. When I texted you to come on the show today, I said, can you give me a Luster by Adolf Diamond Player of the Week? You said no. Nobody?
Adam, I've got no one. They've lost seven straight games here. I would give it to C.J. Abrams. C.J. Abrams has been good. He's had a couple multi-hit games. He had the leadoff home run yesterday in Atlanta, so I guess it's going to be C.J. Abrams for now. But even then, no one deserves it. This team looks terrible, Adam. Seven straight losses. How many times do I have to say it? This team does not look good at this point in time. And honestly, yeah, I guess I give it to C.J. Abrams because he has been okay. He's batting above 300. He's killing the baseball at this point. So I think C.J. Abrams is your player of the week. But other than that, I don't know who else to give it to.
So we talked a few weeks ago, and I said, Ryan, feels like there's some pressure here heating up the seat for manager Davey Martinez, and it seems like it should be even hotter right now. I mean, would you say there's a chance he doesn't finish out the season?
So I don't think the Nationals would make any changes unless, like, there's an uproar in the clubhouse, which I don't think is the case at this point. I still think the players really like Davey Martinez. They respect him. And also the Nationals respect him also. But I do think he has a club option after this season. I don't think the Nationals at this point are going to pick that up. So does he get fired in season and do they make a change? I don't believe so at this point unless things go really downhill. But I think after the season, if you are 71 and 91 for like the third straight year in a row and you lose 90-plus games again, then I think the Nationals have no other option but to move on from the 2019 World Series champ, Davey Martinez. We love the guy here. He's a legend still. But at this point, like in last night's ballgame, Adam. Dylan Cruz struck out to end the game on a pitch that was not even close. It's not like the Nationals were completely down and out. We knew they would lose that game. But still, to have your young players back who have struggled a ton so far this season, he's batting below 200. He's in the territory of Josh Bell, who is awful at this point. Davey Martinez just sat there and took it. I need you to go out there, show some energy, have your players back, and he did not do that. And it just kind of gets the headline going that he's checked out on the season. And honestly, from what I saw last night, that's the way it appears.
Yeah, and that's really frustrating. And I know this team had plans for Josh Bell to be much better at the plate. It's been disappointing.
He's awful.
Yeah, and there's pitching issues as well. A lot of it, you know, the blame, I think, is too much probably being shouldered by Davey Martinez. But when you're the manager, you're going to take the biggest blame. Ryan, I want to get your take on the bombshell reversal policy yesterday by Major League Baseball. I think it's shameless, to be honest, allowing Pete Rose now to get into the Hall of Fame with Manfred writing, "A person no longer with us cannot represent a threat to the integrity of the game." I just think that's such bogus. He should have been allowed in while he was still alive. And now this is just, like, who cares anymore? He's dead. You had a chance to write this before he passed away, in my mind.
Yeah, and I thought, honestly, like, Rob Manfred the last few years, like, he's actually, I think, been doing pretty well, all things considered. But this just, like, he took 10 steps back yesterday. It's despicable. It truly is. Like, Pete Rose should have been in the Hall of Fame. Shoeless Joe Jackson, I know maybe some people think differently of him, but still, Hall of Fame baseball player. Like, these are things that you have to do. Like, it does not make any sense to me. And I think the baseball writers in particular, the people who vote on these things, I don't know if they had the decision to say, like, well, Pete Rose can now be in the Hall of Fame. Whatever that was, whoever decided that, whoever came up with, well, Pete Rose is dead now, he could be in the Hall of Fame, fire them immediately. Fire all of them. It really makes no sense. Truly and honestly, I never got to watch Pete Rose. You never got to watch Pete Rose. That guy is the best hitter of all time. One of the led Major League Baseball in hits and for a career, and again, games played. Also, those two records will never be touched. He is on Mount Rushmore as far as baseball players go, and he should have been in the Hall of Fame. And I think Major League Baseball and the Baseball Hall of Fame, they robbed him of that, and it's a shame to see them kind of try to make their right after he passed away. It makes no sense to me, and it never will.
Yeah, no, well said, Ryan. Ryan Clary with us here on the Hedin Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, host of Locked On Nationals, the podcast. So why don't you give us a quick preview of tonight's game, Braves against the Nats?
Well, tonight you've got Mitchell Parker on the bump going up against Bryce Elder. I do think that there will be some long balls tonight. I look at C.J. Abrams and James Wood. I believe Bryce Elder has given up 8 home runs in his 7 starts this season. He's really struggled so far. He's got an ERA right around a 5 at this point. So if the Nationals, like, you're going up against a young, struggling pitcher here. He struggled even last year with the Braves. The time is now, guys. You've lost 7 straight games. You've got an opportunity to really take advantage of a pitcher who does give up the long ball. And again, the Nationals, they had the Braves number all season last year. You've got James Wood. You've got C.J. Abrams. They're crushing the baseball. I'd like to see them get it done tonight. But then Mitchell Parker also, he's going to have to keep the ball in the yard. He's not going to have to walk, guys, because that has been kind of the trend as of recent. He walks like 4 to 5 batters start, it feels like, over the last few, and that's why he's been kind of getting rocked around. So if Mitchell Parker can go 6-7 innings, I think the Nationals get the job done, because Bryce Elder, he's going to give up the long ball, and James Wood and C.J. Abrams, they're going to have an answer for that.
Real quick, I want to get your take around Major League Baseball, Ryan. What do you think about the chances of a Beltway series in the World Series, the way the Mets are playing right now in the NL East and the Yankees, the Bronx Bombers, in the AL East?
Ooh, I think that's a pretty – I think it's a pretty fair – I think it could happen, Adam. Like, I do.
I mean, the Dodgers seem to ruin it almost every time it gets close.
Yeah, I mean, like, honestly, I'm not going to root for the Mets, and Juan Soto is my favorite player of all time, but I will not root for him with the New York Mets. So if the Dodgers want to ruin that, go for it. But I will say, like, it's just as a baseball fan, that would be an awesome series to see the Mets and the Yankees. I'm willing to bet it's probably going to happen within the next 5 years, but I don't know if the Yankees will have the pitching when it's all said and done, because they do have a lot of guys on the shelf, and also they just lost Oswaldo Cabrera the other day. That's going to be a big loss for them. So I don't know if the Yankees will have it enough down the stretch to really make a World Series run, but I can see the Mets. The Mets are really good, man. And I hate to say that, but they're really, really good.
Ryan, what do you make of what's going on in Colorado? The Rockies have one of the worst records I've ever seen through 42 games, 7-35 this season. They're already 20 games back in the NL West. You know, there was a big report yesterday that Colorado fans are just treating that stadium now as a bar. They go to it. It's filled with the opposing team fans. Kind of feels like what's going on in Colorado with their baseball team is similar to what FedEx Field was like for a little bit.
Dude, I mean, it's something that has not been talked about, but the Rockies are a joke. Like, they've had so much talent through the years. Think about it. They've had Nolan Arenado in his prime, Troy Tulowitzki, Ubaldo Jimenez from back in the day. Like, this team has had talent. Charlie Blackman, their center fielder, over the last few seasons. They have had talent there, and they have never won consistently. And now they're one of the worst teams in all of baseball. And they actually had a bright future. They have some good young prospects, but they just can't get it done for whatever reason. So I think the Rockies, like, again, as you're saying, it is like FedEx Field. It is like the old Redskins days where you just have a bad ownership, and that's really it. And unfortunately for their fans, they're going to have to sit through it until they sell, because nothing is going to change until the ownership changes. And that's something that I think Rockies fans are starting to realize as the 2025 season is going on.
Ryan, always appreciate you taking the time, man. Thanks so much.
Of course. Thank you, Adam.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So in terms of the Commanders' schedule release, here's what we've heard. Week 1, New York Giants come to Washington. Week 2, at Green Bay, Thursday night football from Lambeau Field. Week 3, Monday night football, Commanders at home. So 3 weeks into the season, two primetime games. That Bears game is week 6. Week 11, Madrid. Week 16, Philly at Washington. 17, Cowboys at Commanders. Christmas. Week 18, close out the season, Washington at Philly. I have heard that now we do know that Washington will be against the Kansas City Chiefs from Arrowhead on Monday Night Football. Now, I have not seen the date released for that game, but it has been rumored, several different NFL outlets saying Kansas City, Washington, Monday Night Football, prime time. And I think that's expected. I mean, when the schedule came out, or when the schedule of opponents came out, we looked at, all right, your Lions game's probably prime time because that was an awesome game in the NFC Divisional Championship. Absolutely, both Philly games were probably prime time. Maybe the Bears, it ends up being Christmas because it's Caleb against Jaden Daniels. And then we looked at the Kansas City Chiefs and we said, yeah, that has to be a prime time matchup. So that's what we've heard so far. As we go around the National Football League here on AWOD Radio, we call it NFL Hits Off-Season on the Fan.
Every off-season rumor, every free agent on the move, and the drama surrounding the upcoming NFL draft. It's NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
So Dan Graziano of ESPN asked 10 questions he thinks NFL fans are trying to make sense of. And the number one question is, why didn't the Falcons move Kirk Cousins? I think they still might. I really do. You look at what's happened in New Orleans. Derek Carr's retirement, they're now desperate for a quarterback. You look at what's happening in Pittsburgh. They're handcuffed to Aaron Rodgers. If he decides he doesn't want to play in Pittsburgh, they might have to call the Atlanta Falcons and make a trade for him. Is Kirk going to play when he would probably argue he's still in his prime? I think he's, you know, past his prime. He's over the hill a little bit. But is he going to just be one of the highest paid backup quarterbacks this full season? I kind of think the Falcons move him. And we always know there is an injury at some point in training camp. If it ends up being to a team starting quarterback, I think Kirk could be on the move. Second question Dan asks is, why didn't the Cowboys get a better running back? They chose to go with the former Broncos running back in Javonte Williams and Rico Dowdle. And I don't know that they had many opportunities to really get that much better at running back. The possibility of doing that was the previous year when they chose to not go after King Henry, Derrick Henry. How about the Bengals? Why haven't they extended Trey Hendrickson? I've been thinking about that stuff because obviously it affects Washington. Like, why the hell haven't the Bengals extended Hendrickson? I think it comes down to the money that he wants to make per year and the amount of holes they have to fill on the defensive side of the ball. Like, they can't give him a Myles Garrett-type contract because they're going to need to pay three or four top free agents next year to come in and be better players on the defensive. I mean, that defense was awful. And so you'd think, well, if your defense is so bad, how are you going to let one guy go? I think they're waiting to see if a team will trade a second and a third round pick. And then you get that contract off your books, you get two more draft picks, and you can use free agency next year to fill the holes on the defensive side.
This is also just kind of classic Cincinnati negotiating at this point.
Yeah.
This was a huge talking point
Jamar
last year.
Jamar Chase and then T. Higgins.
Yeah, they just keep doing this.
Yep. Instead of paying Joe Mixon, they let him go.
Yeah.
He went to Houston.
They're going to have to fight for Joe Burrow at some point.
No.
Good Where are they going to lose him?
Why haven't the Steelers taken quarterback more seriously? It's an interesting question because it could go down as one of the biggest botches in the offseason at the quarterback position of all time. Because when you think about it, the Justin Fields signing happened first, and you're still a Justin Fields fan. There
yes,
are
I
still
am.
Justin Fields fans in Chicago.
He's starting in New York.
There are still Justin Fields fans in Ohio because he went to Ohio State. There are a lot of people that still feel like Justin Fields can be a starting quarterback in the National Football League, and the Steelers signed him for 1 year. What did he go?
4-2.
4-2?
Yeah.
And then you're done with him? Oh, you're done with him because you're bringing back Russell Wilson, right? No, you're done with him too? And the Steelers quarterback room has been kind of embarrassing this offseason. I have two guys that could have been legit starters, and then maybe you say, all right, we're getting rid of them because we're going after Aaron Rodgers. Well, there hasn't been any movement there yet. There was talk about maybe Jameis Winston. There was talk about Shedeur Sanders or drafting a quarterback in the draft. They don't have a competent quarterback on their roster, and it's May 14th. Why didn't the Steelers take quarterback more seriously? I don't know. Why haven't the Bills added a star receiver? That's the question Dan Graziano asked in his 10 questions fans are trying to make sense of. I think they believe in their draft picks. I think they believe in the development of Khalil Shakur and Keon Coleman. And they also have two good tight ends as well. And it didn't really work with Amari Cooper, I think, like they expected to.
No, it really didn't.
So that's why maybe they didn't go out and overpay for somebody else.
And Khalil Shakur is good. Like, yeah. I think he's good.
I think Keon Coleman it has a bright future.
Yeah, their three is Josh Palmer. I don't know.
Well,
I don't have
he's
any.
He's the guy from the Chargers that I believed in and that did nothing because okay. Ladd McConkey was better.
Ladd McConkey did do really good.
Why didn't the Lions add a pass rusher opposite of Aiden Hutchinson? I actually really do wonder that. And we talked about this earlier this week. CBS Sports following trends of teams that finished in first place that have the hardest schedules, and that was this year's Detroit Lions, regressed by an average of 3.5 games. Could the Lions go from 15-2 to 12-5? I absolutely think that could happen. Because they're trying to replace two coordinators, and they just need everybody to stay healthy defensively. And if that happens, I think they'd argue they have a borderline elite defense. But there's just guys that are coming back from major injuries on that defense.
Yeah, I'm looking here. They're starting edge that isn't Aiden Hutchinson, Josh Pascal.
Yeah.
5 career sacks.
Yeah, it's not good enough. Why didn't the Rams address the future quarterback? I think because they're all in for this year. Because he makes a good point that the Rams have Matthew Stafford and Jimmy Garoppolo, like the oldest quarterback room in football. But I think it's because they're probably going to – they have Stetson Bennett, not like they believe he's the future, but he is their one young piece. But they're going to draft a quarterback next year most likely.
This is the team that was closest to beating the Super Bowl champions in the playoffs.
Yeah, and so they decided we'll kick the can down the road. We'll do the
– It makes sense.
The run it back, as people love to say, and that's what they're doing.
And we got Davante Adams.
And we got Davante Adams, and we lose Cooper Kupp. Why didn't the Bears add another running back? I think it's because they love DeAndre Swift, and I do too.
Yeah, DeAndre Swift's good, and also they put so much more into their O-line that DeAndre Swift should take a step forward anyway.
Absolutely. Why didn't the Dolphins address cornerback? I don't know. I think they needed to address quarterback as well.
Yep.
And then the last question he writes is, why didn't the Texans make more of an effort to improve the offensive line?
That is a great question.
It is interesting because they traded Laremy Tunsil to us, and then they drafted one offensive lineman, right? But not, like, I think people were expecting them to draft two or three. Like, get a new tackle.
A
and then they probably needed two tackles. They ended up tackle in the second round.
Yeah, pick 16 in the second round, number 48 overall. They got an offensive tackle. Yeah.
And I don't even know that he was a tackle.
Because they traded out in the first round, and then their first pick was Jaden Higgins, wide receiver.
Yeah. So they're kind of going with the Chicago approach to last year. Hey, let's make sure that our starting quarterback has the weapons. And that it makes sense.
Yeah, it didn't work
because,
for Chicago.
Well, no, it makes sense because Stephon Diggs got hurt. Was it Nico Collins got hurt? The entire wide receiver room got hurt for the Texans. They could have used Noah Brown. So they draft Jaden Higgins. Then they also got Jalen Noel, a speed receiver out of Ohio State in the third round, and then a running back in the fourth. So they did...
A tight end in the seventh.
So they really were all in to get better at the skill positions offensively and then safety and cornerback on the defensive side of the ball. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. If you have a question you're trying to make sense of for your favorite football team, give us a shout. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Dolphin Dave, why didn't you guys draft a quarterback? Huh?
They did draft a quarterback.
Did they?
They got Quinn Ewers.
Oh, they did get Quinn Ewers. Yeah, that's not going to do
it. It's not moving the needle for you, but they sure did.
Because Quinn Ewers wasn't even the best quarterback at his college. I think we're going to find out that was Arch Manning. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.